Hello, Lee. I'm good, thank you.
We all know you for your work here on the Northwest Coast. You've had a few businesses over the journey. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you into become a writer.
Honestly, I've always had a really creative mind. So right from when I was a child, I'd be making up stories in my head. I thought that was normal. That's what everybody does, but apparently not. And my dreams are always really vivid. And I kind of fell into it. I was working in the store and really incredibly bored. And I just sat down and thought, oh, I might write a book. So I just, that's what I did.
As you do.
As you do.
Yeah. And it's come full circle because it's paid off because you've just gone to Prince and it's Seven Black Birds, Fall of Kingdoms.
Yes.
That's the
yep.
title of your new offering, your debut offering, as it were.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the book without giving it away, please.
Yeah, okay. So it's a story about a girl who, as soon as it's set back in sort of Viking kind of era.
Back to the bygone eras.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's a story of her and when in that from the kingdom she's from, the girls are sold as soon as they become of age and they effectively just become household slaves and breeding stock. So it's her story of survival once she's sold and there's a journey in between and they're facing, it's also fantasy based, so there's werewolves and vampires and attacks and things and a few deaths thrown in here and there for good
measure. Sounds awfully exciting,
yep.
doesn't it?
Yep, so it's just her story of how she overcomes her obstacles and steps into her own power, really.
So it takes you on a bit of a journey, doesn't it?
It does take you on a journey.
With a few challenges along the way,
yes.
And that's pretty much what it's like when it comes to writing a book.
A few, there's lots of challenges, yeah, absolutely.
Give us a little bit of a background in it. I suppose, firstly, you've got to get an editor and you've got to work that way.
Well, yeah, so firstly, you've got to write it. I mean, that's obviously fairly logical. And then you've got to stop yourself from eating too many cookies because it's not fabulous. And then you've got to send it out to people. You take your shitty first draft and you send it out to people that you know and trust to give you a bit of a nod because you have no idea with whether what you have written is any good or if it's absolutely terrible. So
yeah, sort of like a sounding board, a bit of feedback.
A sounding board, yeah. What can I change? What can I fix? Can you find any holes? And then you rewrite it again pretty much going from their feedback. You might do that a couple of times and then sourcing editors. And there's four different editors processes in the editing world that you need to go through and you send it to them and they slaughter it again and then you go back in and rewrite it again probably a couple more times and finally you have a book.
That's it. Voila. And it's here, Seven Black Birds. I had Kyle Perry on the show here a couple of weeks ago. He spoke about his second book that he's just released. So it's good just to give some of our locals a little bit of a push in the right direction because it is tough out there, Andy, as we know. And it's available via Amazon, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yep.
And you can also, if you're in the Launceston area, you can pop into Petrarch's bookshop there.
Yep.
They're selling the book at the moment. So, I mean, in this day of the internet, you can jump online and grab a copy. So there's plenty of options there. And, look, I wish you all the very best with the sales to this. And is there any more chances for a volume two or more books
I'm
in the future?
I'm 30,000 words in at the moment.
Okay.
So, yeah, yep. So I'm working on that.
Challenging too, having a family as well as being an author, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky because at the moment I'm not working. So I've sort of got the day while the kids are at school to sort of sit down and tap away. So I'm lucky like that.
Between jobs at the moment. Yeah. But this is a job in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah, good stuff. Good on you, Andy. Well, thanks for telling us all about the book. So best of luck with that and best of luck
for
your future endeavours.
Thanks,
and thanks for telling us all about on Sydney Breakfast. Andy Barnes.
Thank you for having me.